This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
O'clock hour on the Wendy's Big Show means it's Pick a Lane, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a Lane, Great Lakes Dragway Speedway, the dragway where you can go and race your own car once the tracks open back up. Soon enough, you're going to be able to get on out there and see how much gas you got, and do it down there at Great Lakes Dragway, not in some parkway. That's what it's there for. It's there so you can test drive, see what you got, and see what maybe my Hyundai Sonata has. What do you think I can get mine up to? Like 110? 120?
I don't think it's a good idea, baby Tosh. I think you should just, no.
No, come on. You don't think Roy would like seeing me in my 2012 Sonata?
Oh, Roy would love seeing you.
See how far, see how much I could gas that thing up to?
And Dan Richards would love seeing you coming back. Oh, and something happened when I was out there. Dan Richards over at West Alexander would be like, yeah, dude, what you doing out there racing this far?
Out there,
what you doing?
Clear.
Yeah. Oh, and those tires of mine, yeah, I kind of tore those up too.
You don't think my Sonata could gas? You don't think I could be a racer in my 2012 Sonata? I think I could floor anybody in that four-cylinder, man. I got a lot of horsepower in there. Right lane on Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane. Christian Yelich is going to have an opportunity to make some money after the 2022 season. That's when his contract currently is up. It's a 7-year, $49,570,000 contract that he signed back when he was a member of the Miami Marlins. And then he was shipped up to Great Midwest into Milwaukee, and last year becomes the MVP while Sparky only making $7 million. He was the MVP last year. And Bryce Harper, a former MVP, just signed the richest contract in professional sports history. He is going to have a larger number at $330 million than the top three highest paid players in the NFL all combined. I would sign Christian Yelich to the exact same deal or a little bit more just to, you know, ante it up, make it a little bit higher. Right now, 13 years, $330 million. I'm not waiting. I'm going to throw that contract out. I'm going to look Christian in the eye if I'm Mark Antanasio and say, Christian, you know I respect you. You know that we really, really like what you're doing here. And there is no way in hell that you should ever play baseball again only making $9 million.
I was with you yesterday to do this. After thinking about it a little bit last night, thinking about it today, I don't think I can do it.
The annual average is only like $25 million, though.
Yeah, I know. But this is my problem with this is you got him under control for 3 more years past this year at a significantly less dollar value than what you're talking about giving him. You are then essentially taking away a really good baseball player that you could have added to your roster to play with Yelich and others going forward and really hurting your chances of possibly going and winning a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I don't think I'd do it. But I totally understand if they were to do it because, A, it makes you look like the boss when it comes to the other players around baseball looking at whether or not they want to go to Milwaukee. Yep. The fact that you didn't string that out like most other Major League teams would do and paid that dude when you thought he was due to pay that dude makes you look really good. On top of that, I think if you're Christian Yelich, you would have a big choice to make. Do you play it out to the next labor strife, which is coming in a couple of years, 2020, 21, whenever that's going to be? Or do you say, screw it, This isn't going to change. All these general managers and owners are all using all these advanced stats and everything else to determine how much they're paying, guys. This is never going to change. If I don't take this now, I may kick myself later. So maybe he does take that deal right away, and then you have him signed for 10 years, 12 years, whatever the case may end up being, before it's all said and done. I don't know if he'd take it or not. I think he would, but I don't know for sure.
I think he would too, Leroy, as the fact of Christian Yelich bought himself out of his arbitration years, similar to what Ryan Braun did. What was that, a year and a half into his tenure here in Milwaukee? He had the famous quote when they signed him to the 8 years, $45 million contract. He said, "Hey, man, not much I can't buy with $45 million. Christian Yelich, I want to make him the highest paid player in baseball. Do you agree?
Well, I had mentioned this yesterday that I don't know if they can do it with this small market, but at the same time, I was just trying to figure out a way to make it work. I wish all owners would do that, just rip up contract. They just don't do it anymore because they feel like they got a bargain. They got a bargain. What's wrong with that? Sometimes the player gets overpaid. Sometimes the team gets a bargain. And sometimes they try to meet in the middle. I think that if that's the case, if it's really bothering, you know, Mark to do something because he's got a guy vastly, over, you know, underpaid, he's going to sit back and wait to see how he does this year. If he has a out-of-this-world year, they'll probably just add some years to the back of it, give him a big check up front. Then they can do it. And in the next 2 years, his salary is $9 and $10 million, 11, whatever it is. He can go out and get talents to go for a couple of years if he wants. And that's how you can maybe go fit Kako in there now. But if the reason, like Steve said, if just rip it up and start over, I don't know if they're going to do that. But I think that, you know, that Ryan Braun and Chris Fielder type thing, people to this day, that's all I hear. People, we're stuck with this contract. That's what they're going to say. If you give a guy, add 5 or 7, give a guy a 10-year deal, and he's not putting up big numbers. That's what's going to happen when, you know, these people now that love the Harper deal, when he starts to decline and they're stuck with paying him a vast amount of huge salary. But maybe he gets hurt. Maybe he's not put up to great numbers. As you indicated, he's never had great, great numbers. But they're thinking
he had one monster season. Right.
Yeah, yep. Just a sending player, you know. Then they say, well, you know, I'm Marcus Sass. And then the owner walks in and say, I can basically say I can do whatever I want. That's what the people want.
And I don't want you to make his decision for him because I know that that's a weird feeling for pro athletes to do. But from a player's perspective. Yep. He's would finish his contract in 2022 if you let him play out his current deal.
Yeah.
He'd make $15 million in that year. He would then become a free agent going into his year 31 season.
He'll be 31 years old.
Be 31 years old when he finally hits the free agent market.
See, that's not the prime for see, I think the prime for the NFL is 27. You're in your prime.
Mm-hmm. We got another Woj bomb with the Bucks.
Come on with it.
Eric Bledsoe, 4 years, $70 million extension.
Done.
That's under 20.
Sure is. Sure is.
That's under 20.
Way under 20.
Figure that out.
Well, not
that,
way under.
Figure it out. Yeah, bring up your little calculator there.
15 is 60.
Yeah, it's 16, like 17 and
17,
a half.
17, bargain.
What is it, Matthew?
Right, Anthony?
17 and a half million a year.
Yeah. Bargain.
It's a good deal.
Sure is, for the Bucks. It's oh, that deal. John Horst, man.
That's
John Horst.
See, now the best part
is you want, man.
What does that mean for Middleton?
He's gone. He's probably gone.
No, they can still get another contract. That ain't nowhere near what they can do. They can get one more guy.
4 years at $70 million.
Good contract.
That is a good deal.
Good for, hey man, John Horst, man.
He really is the man. Right, John Horst.
To put that in perspective, say, dude was making $15 million this year as it is.
It don't matter. He want to stay and win a championship.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone was concerned about, oh, he's going to make so much more money when he hits the market. $2.5 million more per year. Average. And what he's making right now.
If this isn't contract to your blood, so this is a really good deal. This is a really, really good deal by John Horst and the Bucks. If this isn't contract to your blood, so.
Oh, Stevie's excited.
Because
that's not a bad deal even for last year, Bledsoe.
Thank you.
And last year, Bledsoe wasn't nearly as good as this year.
But still, that's not a bad deal.
But baby, Tosh,
thank you.
What did we just talk about? We just said, in order of who don't you want to lose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I had Brogdon 1, which is a restricted free agent.
Yep.
And my number 2 guy was Bledsoe.
Yes, it was.
Not that I really wanted it but it just makes so much sense that Bledsoe and Brogdon be that backcourt together going forward. That is good because now your backcourt is solidified. There's no way they're letting Brogdon go.
Yeah, there's no chance you let him go at this point.
But Chris Middleton now.
Oh, wow. Mm.
They're going to sign Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton might be on the outs now.
That number doesn't even affect him.
How does it not?
How does it not affect him?
Because it's not $20 million, 23, something crazy.
Well, you're right.
It's under what we thought. Because we thought an open market, he could probably get some team and throw him something crazy up there.
Yeah.
And I think this may hurt Brogdon on the open market for a restricted free agent because some teams say, we're not going to give you more than Bledsoe.
That's good for the Bucks.
So it's fantastic for the Bucks.
That's what I'm saying. So you have both of them for sure. My thing now is
some people thought that Brogdon as a restricted some team would offer him 20.
Right. But now the issue is Middleton.
Yes.
So they got enough. What's that? I'm telling you, folks, I just don't see how they
I don't know how you fit it in after this.
Because remember Lazary said Middleton's not taking a hometown discount to stay here. Lazary said it. Not taking
Nor should he.
Was this?
I think this might be a hometown.
Did Bledsoe just do that?
Yes, he did. And Mandela explained it perfectly.
I kind of think
he did. The guy loves it here.
I kind of think he did too. I mean, yes. I don't know what he would have got.
People were saying he didn't like it here.
I think he did.
The guy loves it here.
I think he took a hometown. It's 4 years at $70 million for Bledsoe. If you're just
tuning
in,
the best news we can get out of it other than the.
Dude, this has been a great day for the Bucks.
So am I playing music?
They're leading the charge.
You add Pau Gasol. And now you get Bledsoe signed to a deal, so that's one less person you got to worry about. Hey, man. High five, John Horst. Next time you see him,
trying to tell y'all that for the last, I don't know how long. Y'all won't believe me because he's not a big name.
Now again, Middleton, I don't know what this means for Middleton. If he's not taking a hometown discount, if he's truly going to go play the market.
Wish him well.
Somebody's going to give him a lot of money.
I bet they'll try to make it work.
I've been waiting to play this music ever since I started working with you, Stevie. Crank it up!
For those of you that don't know, I play this, back when the Bucks were horrible, I played it every time they won because it wasn't happening very often.
Awesome. Oh, that's not
one year I got to play it 15 times the whole season. And I think by the end I was just so sick of the team I didn't care about it. But now I don't really play that unless I think it's a really big win. Because, I'm not playing it every single time they win. That just gets repetitive and stupid. But on big wins, I will play it from time to time. We don't play it as much. Mandela will tell you. We don't play that song nearly as much.
I think maybe twice this year. You played it last week after they beat the Celtics.
Right. That was a big win. I thought that was a big win.
Yep.
Was a good one.
So bigger wins, we'll play that for sure. Like tonight they beat the Lakers. There's no sense. They're a bad team. But if they beat a really good team at some point, then you play that.
But if they get beat by the Lakers, I'm not going to overreact.
No, it's been a great day for the Bucks. I don't care what happens.
It don't
tonight.
Matter, right?
Doesn't matter.
They could lose by 20 and you'd be okay.
How's money?
I do not care.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a drop.
Do not care at all.
4 years, $70 million, and Eric Bledsoe contract extension. Man, staging late today.
Man. Hey, man. Monday.
Let me text John Horst.
Congratulations. Here, I got one for you, Leroy. Hey, on Monday. Who's the best GM in the state right now?
Oh, stop. Ooh. Come on. How can you even compare that? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Brian Gutekunst isn't there, Leroy. Come on.
He hasn't even done nothing to this level yet. Man, this man got his team in first place. Man, they had two losing seasons. Come on, stop it.
So who's the best GM in the state?
Well, it's David Stearns.
Hey, man, listen. Again, John Horst, okay? Stop it.
You can't John Horst over David Stearns?
Hey, did I stutter?
You too.
I'm in there.
Did I stutter?
Stearns doesn't have a salary cap to worry about. Of course, have to put this thing together.
All right,
thank you.
Monday. That's
Rice.
Nice. Monday.
Nice. Promo's already done. 414-799-1250.
Stop this stuff.
That's a phone number. Eric Bledsoe is the one that they extend 4 years at $70 million.
John Horst.
And we're talking about it next.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sparky here, Baby Tosh there, giggling, Packer Hall of Famer LeRoy Butler over there.
Hey, man, John Horst,
Anthony
man.
Mandela
like
in the house as well. Mother Plucker over there.
Pluck!
Hey, man. I just got this text. I want to know, I'm going to give you the phone number. It's Great Lakes Dragway, Pickle Lane, still that, but we're going to focus mainly on the Bucks here.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in, Pau Gasol is bought out by the San Antonio Spurs. Wojnarowski saying the Bucks are signing Pau Gasol once he clears waivers to be a Buck probably on Sunday. So that adds to your bench and your depth. A guy that's been to the mountaintop, won a ring, huge piece in the playoffs for the Lakers back in the day. He is now going to be a Buck, it looks like. And then just moments ago comes the news, again from Wojnarowski, who says Eric Bledsoe has agreed to a 4-year, $70 million extension with the Bucks, and that averages out, according to the math majors on this show, not me, $17.5 million or so per year for Eric Bledsoe, which bargain. I think is
that's under, almost a bargain like Yelich.
Under market value, in my opinion.
Way under
market. We've been planning on for him Eric probably Bledsoe. Making about $20 million.
For sure, right. So I think that's under market value for Bledsoe. So he takes it, he stays. I get this
that's
text
exciting.
From my buddy Ian, who says, I'm dancing in my living room. What a day for the Bucks. I might just cry yet. How big of a day is it for you as a Bucks fan today with the news that's coming and Budenholzer, conference player or conference coach of the month,
yep.
Giannis, conference player of the month today, all that came out today, plus these other two things. How big of a day is it for you Bucks fans? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and of course, Bucks Lakers tonight on ESPN 930 tip against the hapless Lakers. And then after that game,
I ain't
gonna say nothing. Well,
there's nothing to say. Pick and Save Pro Hoops post game show tonight, immediately following that one. Call in and
I'm
talk.
Let y'all have this moment.
Can I just make an announcement right now?
Oh, don't tell me they got Middleton now.
No.
I was about to say,
because you just mentioned
it. You have
to. People.
I would have been happy.
Every time he talks, it's something's going on.
That's our guy.
Yes, Mandela.
I'm in tonight for you on the post game show.
Yes.
I'm staying on the air until the phone stops ringing.
Okay, good. Don't
if you're willing to stay up, I don't care. We'll stay on the air. We will stay on the air until 2 a.m.
So wait a minute.
Don't.
So what's your wife going to say? You gonna be?
She's working tonight anyway.
Oh, well, you're good.
Yeah,
oh,
it all works out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, I'm just saying ahead of time right now.
Does everybody else on the show know that you're doing this?
No, it doesn't.
That's a total
Jeff Orlowski did it. Then J.O. did it.
Intern Duck Dynasty is coming in.
Oh,
I'm driving him home after anyway. He lives like a half mile
stuck.
From me.
So he's stuck.
Yeah,
so
he's
it doesn't
stuck.
Matter.
Yeah, so who else is in with you?
Mitch.
Mitch. Oh, he'll go all night with you, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, people be calling
him
drunk.
Now, Mayor Mitch.
Yeah, me and Mitch are going to have a good time tonight.
He may be in the fetal crying somewhere right now after all this news today.
In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. Mayor Mitch, I bet you he's losing his mind
right
now.
Can you cry in the fetal in a good way?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I don't know. Call Mitch Ross.
I think he might be right now. I'm telling you, Mitch is like, you always say I'm the biggest Bucks fan.
No.
That dude lives and dies with every single shot of every single game.
Yeah, he's screaming at the television the entire time.
Correct. That dude is so
passionate. The
Bucks
are up like 63-42 heading into the half, and they give up a three-pointer to Trae Young for no reason when they're playing the Hawks, and he's back here, you gotta be kidding me!
Right, yeah, oh yeah. Dude, he is so fired up.
I love
about
watching
that.
Bucks basketball with
so
that
do I. Team. Dude, Mitch is hilarious. And
it's
Evan,
like pay-per-view, except
Evan,
I get to bring, you know,
Evan and him
anything.
Get so sarcastic about things, like what people are gonna say, back and forth, back and forth, oh my God. Yeah, so it'll be a fun show, Gary.
Woj also here just now, Bledsoe now 29 is having the best NBA season of his career with the Bucks, was determined to stay with the franchise, according to Woj. He could have gone into free agency this summer, but his deal now starts to set the market for free agent guards, and July deal gives the Bucks a chance to focus on Chris Middleton July in free agency. You want to now? You asked about the best Bucks day that you can remember. This is now blowing. I don't know if it is. I was trying to say if it blew the Middleton-Monroe day out of the water, because Greg Monroe on the free agent market, that was the coolest thing that I can remember at first. 414-799-1250.
I'm going to
leave
here.
That
nope,
one
nope, nope, we got something.
Hold on here. I don't know who this dude is. Deputy editor.
See if it's verified.
Hey, he's verified.
Okay.
Deputy editor of at NBA underscore math, national NBA writer, Bleacher Report NBA. Assuming Chris Middleton gets the max at $32.7 million, the Bledsoe deal should give the Bucks around $17 million of wiggle room below next year's luxury tax while floating Brogdon's restricted free agency hold. That means they can get Middleton back at max money.
I kept telling you that.
Wow.
Y'all don't know. Believe me, you got to read it from somebody else.
I still don't want to give him max money.
Why? See, he deserves it, man. He's going to win a championship
for you. Doesn't. That's a whole nother conversation.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, we gotta.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
No, because this question we've never asked. Does he deserve
yes.
it?
Yes.
Like we've never put the word deserve in the question.
Came from nowhere to an
all-star. We've always asked, would you give him? Mm-hmm. We never said, does he deserve it?
It's the same question.
No,
Bucks,
it's not.
The Bucks
no,
fans.
I don't.
Same
no.
thing.
No, because would
they're gonna
you
say no to both.
Right.
No. Then you leave. Then all you letting all your good all-stars. Oh, you only had one. Letting everybody go.
What?
It's just Giannis again.
Hey, if you have the best record next year, Middleton's gone. Then Bledsoe's the all-star.
You got to make it first.
If you have the best record, somebody else is making it besides Giannis.
So him or Brogdon?
We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen next year. We're going to put all our eggs this year, win the championship.
That's what they're doing. Yes.
And they're going to depend on cash. You got nobody else got the heart and the brains and just the fortitude to take that shot.
Bledsoe does.
Yeah, Bledsoe's got that fire.
Hey, Brogdon's got it.
Hey, man, listen. They wide open.
You said the fortitude to take the shot. Brogdon's got the fortitude. Yeah. Bledsoe's got the fortitude.
In the timeout, they ain't drawing it up for them guys. They're drawing it up for cash.
But they're not drawing it up for Giannis?
Man, you the one. You ain't throw out Giannis' name just now. So why you? No, they're not. Unless you could throw it down low.
I don't disagree.
North side of Milwaukee, we get Leon. Leon.
What's up, Leon?
What's going on? My idol, Leroy.
What's going on, my brother?
I love you, man, but you know your Lakers, man. They're gonna get the business tonight.
Leon, you my boy. Now don't do that. Don't do that. Now don't do that. Don't do that.
Not just the business, Leroy. The business.
Hey, the business. They're getting the business tonight, man. But listen, I just think in Milwaukee, man, we really it's a really special time. We got two GMs at the top of their game. Now, I just think with the John Horst thing, he ain't missed. And at the beginning of the year, I called it the post game show. Spark, we was talking about what they was missing, and they needed a backup point. The backup point guard situation was terrible. And even though it was winning, we saw that they fixed that. George Hill, they tremendously upgraded that. They needed another guy that could stretch the floor for Giannis, and they just overdid that with Miritich. I've been wanting Miritich since he was with Chicago. I hope they re-sign.
Thank you,
personally. Miritich is so underrated, man. I really hope that this – I don't want this to be a one-year rental with Miritich. I hope – and another thing is they needed a backup center. And I know Pau Gasol, like Roy said, he bought whatever. But listen, just take away that. Look at what he does. He gives you a backup center that can be physical, that can stretch the floor, that can rebound. He's an underrated defender when you look at the metrics. He's an underrated post defender because it's – if you want to pick on any little thing with the Bucks, at times teams can muscle up on them. At times, but I like that's why I love that Boston game because Miritich and Lopez show they can get physical. Now you add another guy with Pau Gasol, you can have that guy with that second unit. You know, you only need Pau for like good 10, 12 minute stretch. He brings veteran leadership.
Yep.
He's just hitting all the buns, but it's too quick to say that he's doing better. Look, man, David Stern is way ahead of the game. I mean, we got to give him more time, and let's keep it real. The stars of the team, with exception for Bledsoe, you know that was brought in by John Henry. You know, but like, so far so great with John Horst. Not to jump ahead and y'all talk about it for next week, mm-hmm. but yeah, the Brewers, man, come on, let's just go. Let's remember y'all when I do a bet with a Cubs fan every year about the win totals.
Oh, nice.
I was scared. He said, listen, man, if y'all could win 65 games, you would win the bet. I said, man, I looked at the roster. I thought this was 110 games. I was like, I ain't gonna take the bet, man. I said, you know what? That ain't enough for me, man. I was so they overachieved so much, man. Every year, he got David Stern's been like the cheat code for the Brewers, because he's been able to slide in guys. I just trust what they're doing. I want Dallas Keuchel bad. I'm going to be honest with you. I hope they go on and sign him. But if they don't, he's built up so much trust. They 2 years ahead. Never spark. Y'all remember we was talking about a 5-year tank.
Yeah,
five,
sure were.
Like five top. We need five top five picks about and hope two of them be like Prince and Bron. That was the plan. We were still supposed to be bad. Even this year is supposed to be the first year we was trying to contend. We already in the third. We already talking going for the World Series. So to compare them to that is too prematurely. But you got to enjoy what's going on in Milwaukee with these two GMs. Who would have thought, man, that the Packers would be the NF?
Who would have thought it?
Yeah, right, man.
Appreciate it,
Leon.
All right, no problem.
Great
no problem.
Phone
take it
call.
Easy, man. Yeah, that great was a great phone call. Covered all the bases.
Great phone call.
Joe on the north side of Milwaukee. You're next on the fan. What's going on, Joe?
What's up, Leroy?
What's happening, my brother?
Sparky. Hey, I told your screener I'm about as giddy as a schoolgirl.
Come on in.
I'm gonna tell you why though. I'm gonna tell you why though.
Okay.
Because the ownership did this with a new arena and with all the amenities that they give players. Bledsoe was willing to take that pay cut. So now the question is, we know Middleton's gonna get paid somewhere. Does Middleton feel the same way Bledsoe did?
Great point.
You know, do you know the way this team feels, the camaraderie, the way they treat their players, is it enough for him to take, say, $21 million instead of trying to take $32 million and allow us to re-sign Mirotić, to bring back Lopez and maybe go get another player?
Great point. Yeah, here's my point. Here's my question.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Here's my answer to that. You never ask a number two or three to take a cut. They got to do it.
The one guy has to do it.
The one guy has to do it.
So you're saying that if he wants to keep this around, it's got to be Giannis that takes
Giannis
the legitimate pay cut.
I wouldn't ask twos and threes and fours to take care. Now, you would love Lopez's.
Remember, Giannis, already,
three.
Yep. Giannis yep. already took a pay cut on this last
year. Yes, he did. That's why they were able to get these guys.
He took the pay cut in his last deal because he wanted to be able to attract other guys to come play with him.
Yeah.
That's what he said when Hammond got that deal done.
You're right.
Well, you better not lie.
Take a nut.
Better do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Dude, you can't expect him to do it again.
Okay, well, your team is done.
But Steve, you really think the two and three guys should be asked to take a cut?
They don't have to.
That's what I'm just saying. If you had to ask anybody, wouldn't you ask the top?
You could, yeah.
I mean, because he can go from... 45 to 48. I mean, what's semantics?
What's $10 million amongst friends?
You guys are amazing.
Never been in that position that talking about that
neither,
much money, so I have no idea how much that really
but
is.
I don't want to ask a guy. I want a guy to get his full earnings. I don't want him to be like me and Gary working on radio shows. Man, go get your money, cuz.
414-799-1250. Just how big of a Bucks day is this? Sparky, I said it as Greg Monroe and Chris Middleton because Monroe choosing the Bucks over the Lakers felt huge to me.
Yeah.
But that was a great point what Joe just said because it's a difference in organizational strength that they have now. This is I think this is an organization move because Bledsoe's been on different teams. He's played in LA, he's played with the Clippers. He's played in Phoenix, he wanted out of there because it was a toxic situation. He's seen these things go wrong for his entire career. Mm-hmm. Now he's in a situation where he goes, man, I don't care exactly what the money is. You guys are going to make sure that I'm taken care of. I'll do here as long as we can keep winning.
Yep, and if you win at Wendy's. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's, buy yourself a medium drink, and then you get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. So after they beat the pathetic Lakers tonight, all you have to do is take advantage of it.
About my team like
coming up, who?
You heard what I said.
I'm talking about the Packers. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
I'm going to text LeBron. Put 40 up on LeBron.
It's just that simple.
After a sports flash, more of your phone calls at 414-799-1250. Eric Bledsoe, 4 years and $70 million. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan and the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show alongside Leroy Butler, soon to be named Pro Football Hall of Famer, class of 2020. It's not a prediction, folks. It's a spoiler. Anthony Mandel and Daniel Plucker on the other side. You at 414-799-1250. And right away, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane, south side of the city. It's Sixco on The Fan. What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, dude.
Good. I just want to say something about you guys. First-time caller, long-time listener of the whole show, the morning show, afternoon, Bill Michaels and you guys especially. I just want to say that Eric Bledsoe is an all-star behind the sheets. As you know how when you say you're a lady, this, and then you're a freak, Bledsoe is an all-star. And for us to get him at what we got him for, when people didn't understand, even last year, the reason he played like that last year because our coaching staff let him play like that. If you guys understand what I'm
saying. Sure, I get it. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all about the coaching to me. And to tell you the truth, that with Eric Bledsoe, and if you sign the rest of it, like we do have the best record. I'm not saying that we're going to win an NBA championship, but we have the opportunity to. It's us to lose it. It's not like anybody can beat us or we can beat any team. Is that we have an opportunity, we have the good players, and we have a chance. I'm not saying that we're the best team. I'm not saying that we can beat the Golden State Warriors, but we're going to give you war. And if you make a bad mistake in that war, we're going to win.
Thanks for the call, man.
I'm a huge fan, and all I'm saying that Bledsoe and Giannis and our team, get ready for a championship for the Milwaukee Bucks and get ready for a World Series.
I agree.
For the Brewers, because that's what we're about right now. It's not about the big market anymore. It's about what you can produce and what you can do. And Bledsoe is proven that that man is one of the best point guards in the game. He should have been an all-star over Russell from the Nets. But the reason he's an all-star is because his team is garbage and he scores 30. But my team is good and my team is still, and Bledsoe's still scoring 20. You understand?
Yep, got it.
Thanks for the
call, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, I meant to tell you, I love them in the group, Drew Hill. The Thong Song is one of my favorites.
Good.
You know, I will say this, though.
Good thought. Hey, Rob Domoski just tweeted out.
What? But,
do you have it?
What?
Yeah, that's what
you
I
got
thought.
Your thoughts?
No, I'm talking about Bledsoe. You talking about Rob Domoski, man?
Yeah, man.
What are you talking
I got
about?
Some more good news for Packer fans. Well, maybe not for you. Several agents who have met with the Packers at the Combine say they got the sense their plan is to spend on a pass rusher or pass rushers in free agency and then see what's left in the budget.
Yeah.
Which means that topic earlier that was in Pick a Lane, the topic was, let me see here. The topic was, would you spend big money on Landon Collins or Earl Thomas? And I said, hell no. And the Packers said, hell no too, apparently.
What does that mean?
That just means they're smart.
That's why when I saw that, I didn't even say nothing about it. It's just dialogue.
Hey, Matt, get your general manager Green Bay a couple more pegs for the show on Monday. Who the greatest general manager is currently in the state of Wisconsin?
It's even John in the Horace. Conversation.
It don't matter what happens. Now, if they get Dallas Gaggle, I mean, we can start over the weekend. But until then, it's John Horace.
In Chicago, it's Monty. Monty, you're on the fan. What's going on, man?
Fellas. Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Man,
that's
I got
what I'm
the day
about.
Off. Yes, I took the
put my purple sweater on.
My wife's birthday, man.
Hey, happy birthday to your wife.
Yes. She's not in the car now. I dropped her off. It's all good.
Give her a blank check tonight. Give her a blank check.
Oh, she's going to get more than a blank check.
My man.
All right, get with it.
I'm at the restaurant, man, and then I get a text from my buddy. Oh, we signed Paul Gasol. I said, okay, cool. I'm getting to the house, man, getting ready to drop her off. Then I get another text that Bledsoe, signed for 4 years, $70 million. And Sparky, you know how I love Eric Bledsoe, man, with this coaching staff and all of that.
Right.
And trust me, what you see now is what you're going to get. It ain't because he's going to get paid the way he's playing. What you see now is what you're going to get. And I'm just hoping that he set precedent for all the rest of them. Like, look, bro, just keep the band together, man. We're winning.
Thank you.
Take a little discount. You can get paid, but getting paid and losing on a losing team, who wants that, man? So let's just hope all of this trickles down to even Leroy, your boy, Middleton. Mm-hmm. I would love him on the team, but – once again, like everybody's saying, I cannot give him the max. If he wants the max, but he has to go. One more thing. Watching the Talking Heads this morning, you know, Skip and Shannon. That's my show. And on the top it says, can the Lakers beat the Bucks? When have the last, I know this might be redundant, but when have the last time a Bucks fan seen that? Can the Lakers hang with the Bucks?
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Beautiful day, man.
Yeah, it is.
Gonna,
yep. Appreciate it, man. Yeah.
They're
going to
murder the Lakers, but I'm hoping that the Lakers beat up by 10 or 15.
Hey, our guy Frank Madden, who's
two
on.
Two great calls back-to-back, though.
Who was Brew Hoop for a long time and is now does the Locked On Bucks podcast with Eric Name from The Athletic.
Yep.
Tweeted this out. Assuming the cheap, non-guaranteed guys are kept and Bledsoe's deal starts at $15.6 million, you'd have $56 million left to spend under the tax and $62 million under the tax apron, meaning luxury tax, to spend on Middleton, Brogdon, Mirotic, and Lopez.
Mirotic!
Have to stay under the apron to give Lopez the full mid-level exemption, and that excludes first-rounder, which they don't need, and they can just be done with and trade if they want to get rid of that money. That means they can keep everybody.
I told you that, man. I don't know why y'all be freaking out.
And you can give Middleton that you can give Middleton that stupid money.
Say it again.
Yeah, just about.
Say it again.
You can give Middleton that dumb money.
One more time.
And still keep it together.
And where can the people come and see you, Leroy?
I see that's the thing about it, because I know people want to argue with me about this Bucks stuff. I'm okay with it. So come on down to Pick a Save in Caledonia.
When?
This evening. Tomorrow. 11 to 1.
Oh, wear your Bucks gear after they beat the Lakers tonight.
I can't wear my Lakers stuff.
Do that.
Pick and Save will allow it.
Oh, good.
There's smart people over there.
Hey, business is business, Steve.
That's right.
Okay, I ain't making no money on no Lakers. I'm making money on the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come see me tomorrow, guys. Pick and Save in Caledonia, 5111 Douglas Avenue. That's in Racine. I really think it's Caledonia, but they say Racine. But just come over and see me. You can get my free Leap Loaf. Like Leap Loaf?
Yeah.
Not meatloaf.
Okay.
I have like load management.
Will it help me? Will it help me leap better? Because I'm trying to dunk.
Think so. But okay. Hey, there is a disclaimer about taking it. You will be happy though.
That's good with me. Doug's in St. Francis. How happy are you, Doug?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. This is a great afternoon. Everyone that's calling in is amazing. Really, really happy today.
Amazing.
But you know, Bledsoe is good. I mean, I like the deal. I think it's an appropriate deal. To me, you know, obviously you got to give Giannis what he wants to stay with the team. But to me, the two key people that we have to keep is Brogdon. When I watch Brogdon play, I don't see many players that have a higher basketball IQ than that guy. I love Brogdon, so you got to keep Brogdon on the team, and Lopez is another key to it. So if Middleton is going to be crazy and we can't afford him, I'd rather keep Lopez and Brogdon if you have to let Middleton go. I think those two guys are more key than he is. I think we can pick up shooters, but the other two guys are a must-have, and I think we're in it for years to come.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
That's what I see them, man, them three great calls. Years to come.
Yeah, this is a feeling, just a straight cast towards the future. Now, this dude is going to be tied with Giannis. You would imagine that Giannis signed off on this conversation, Sparky, this deal.
I doubt it.
You don't think he had any inkling that this was happening today?
No, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea what they're doing over there. But
you mean you don't know? They're doing everything like they're supposed to? Everything's
well,
fine?
Well, according to you, that means they don't have to talk to Giannis. They do what they do. So
yeah, they don't. Run the team. Giannis is a player.
That's what I'm saying. So right. if they're doing it Leroy's way, then no. Yeah. Giannis had no idea this was coming. That they just wanted to do what they had to do. I think that if I was John Horst and those guys, at some point I do have a conversation with Giannis and say, like, we good what we got here? We want to keep this in the next three or 4 years? Yes.
You enjoying this?
And he says, yeah, dude, I like this group. I'm down with these guys in my locker room for the next 3 or 4 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. See you later. And then you go to work and try and figure out how to make it all happen to make him happy. If you have Bledsoe, Brogdon, Middleton, Giannis, Brooke Lopez, and Mirotic, if those six are all back for the next 3 or 4 years,
you're going to win a lot of games.
You're going to win a lot of games. But you got to stay healthy. But if you can stay healthy, you're going to win a lot of games, and you're going to have a chance to win a ring or two.
And you're also going to get guys to come ring chase with a group like that.
I don't understand why people come short of saying they expect them to win it this year. No one's.
Because you still got to deal with that five out in Golden State.
Nobody has anybody other than Golden State in the West.
I get it. Yeah, that's true.
That's why.
That's why. Yeah.
But we've never had a firepower like this at the Bucks, man.
Oh, absolutely not.
I'm not scared of Golden State. And I'm not scared of Toronto or Boston. I mean,
oh, boy, if I'm Toronto and I'm Boston, I'm Philly right now, and I'm looking at this and going, oh, buddy.
Yeah, Boston's definitely worried.
Because if Philly doesn't bring back Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler and the Bucks are able to keep their guys together, they're done for a while. Boston, they've just got a disaster chemistry-wise. They're going to have to try and figure that out. And if Kyrie leaves,
he's leaving.
Right. So if he leaves, then what do they do there? And then Toronto, if Kawhi Leonard leaves, what are they going to do? And they got Kyle Lowry and Siakam is really good, but that's not enough. They're going to need something else, too.
Carl on the south side of Milwaukee, how big of a Bucks day is this for you, Carl?
Listen, man, this is one of the biggest Bucks days that I can remember since who's going to win it? The Bucks. You remember all that?
I do.
Man, get that hate out your heart.
Listen, buddy, man, look, you need to get that hate out your heart with the Lakers tonight. Because
stop it.
Not right,
Carl.
Now,
I'm going to hang up on you now. Don't do it.
I'm going to ease it up on you now. All right. I'm going to ease this L up on you now.
Okay, Kevin Hart.
By 20. By 20 points, the Bucks will blow these guys out. It won't even be fair. I guarantee you, LeBron might go out again with another groin. Honestly, I don't.
Why
think
you wishing
has...
bad? I'm not wishing no bad luck on Giannis.
You know what? You know what? That is foul. That's terrible, man. This is supposed to be a positive.
I love this guy.
I take that back, y'all. let me get back into the original reason why I called, man.
Yeah.
Understand that. We're trolling right now the Raptors so hard.
Sure, you're right about that, Carl. You are right.
We got the better of the Gasol, brother. Again, this is a business deal. You know what I'm saying? Right now, the Raptors thought, okay, we went out and got Mark Gasol. So what did the Bucks do? We go out and get the better of the Gasol. Now, the only thing that worries me about Gasol is, which Gasol are we getting? Are we getting the Spurs Gasol that's going to give you, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and sit on the bench?
or are we going to get that Pau Gasol from the Lakers? You know what I mean? Ready to go.
Oh, boy, you get that one, it's a real championship.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that we can actually rejuvenate his career, man. For some reason, Milwaukee has been rejuvenating careers. Look at Michael Beasley, all right?
Yeah. Sure.
I bring him up because he was on the decline, got to Milwaukee and showed out, and went to the Lakers. Yeah, it didn't pan out all the way, but he got that deal done. You know what I mean? I also want to move this sort of into the Packers right now. If the Packers can actually take notes from what the Bucks are doing, which is the win now method, all right? We've been building. We've been, you know, we drafted correctly. We've been going at the international players. I think the Packers had that same, but we have to put it all together. If we can go after Earl Thomas, if we can go after Orlando Collins, get them both. You know what I mean? I'm serious with this, man. We got to start emptying the bank. We're starting to see teams like Chicago take over. We're starting to see teams like the Rams take over. These are garbage teams, man. Nobody is better with the football than the Green Bay Packers, period, point blank. All right?
Appreciate it, Carl. And thanks, man.
Yeah, you got to take it easy, man. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Have a good weekend.
And have fun watching.
Tell him just to make sure this boy don't be changing the plays. That's he talking about all these free agents.
Tell us about your boy, Dean Murray.
Hey, man, Dean, I'm going to tell you something, guys. If you're looking for get some old gold around the house and we'll get some cash for it, go to shoptjc.com. You have three locations. You know, I think a lot of people think that we're biased because we're here locally.
Sure.
And you can just go over there at 7477 West Layton and you can, Dean.
Look at but you. Looked at me and said that address?
But yep. No, I'm just saying, because people say, well, why you don't talk about, you know, Brookfield, you know, 17100 West, you know, right, Suite 206.
Second level.
Or you can go to Burlington 348 North Pine.
That's where Chocolate Fest is normally held. Your boys out there in Burlington.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be biased, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying that when I pass by every day, Dean is there every day. Matter of fact, it's one of the best places you get the best Twitcher rolls in the world. I'm trying to keep them away from Baby Tosh, because that's my guy. But guys, to be honest with you.
The water.
Thank you, Steve. They got the best water, too.
Yeah.
And they got a Jewelry Center
it's free
logo
too.
On it. So like, you could just walk in and just, you know, take your old gold, get some money, and take some drinks, some Tootsie Rolls.
Anything you want.
I mean, this is what it's all about. Dean Murray invests back into the community. The money that he makes, he invests it back into the community. And you ask me how. We're going to figure out ways to do things for the community as far as me talking to schools, Butler versus bullying, as far as getting teachers to the wedding, and not to mention, when I had to pop the question, I went to see Dean because I had a strict budget that I wanted to stay under, way under. He helped me do that. I appreciate that. There was some things that he didn't have. My wife was able to pick it out, still stay on the budget. If you're in the Marion season, if you're a guy riding around there at this moment saying, you know what, I'm thinking about becoming a husband, not a boyfriend. I want to upgrade myself.
God bless you.
Baby, go talk. See Dean Murray. He is waiting for you.
Hell no.
Oh. Well, you may never know, dog. You're going out tonight, right? You may find Miss Wright now, but after you may find Miss Wright.
I'm not going to be able to do that if we don't wrap this thing up. Couple more minutes. Wendy's Big Show quickly at 414-799-1250. Let's grab Ryan downtown celebrating the Bucks 4-year, $70 million extension with Eric Bledsoe. Ryan, you got 30 seconds. What's going on, man?
Not much. I love the deal. I actually just want to say I'm a huge, been a huge fan my whole life. I've been going to games since I was 5, and actually drove down to Leroy in the Superdome to win the Super Bowl in 1996.
Nice.
And I actually was fortunate enough to do business with the Bucks over the last 14 years. I'm not going to say what, but and I got to know John Horst about 7 years ago. And if people knew how him and Dave Dean handle themselves and how they are just all about business and how the operation took over that downtown area. I mean, it's a great feeling to see and watch, and it's going to be for years to come, especially with the moves they're making, and they're developing trust in everybody now.
That's a great point. Thanks. Appreciate that, Ryan. Quickly, one more time, Mike and Waukesha, I got 30 seconds.
Yeah, just want to say, I don't know, we keep talking about the players that come back, but the Warriors were never happy with the players that come back. They keep wanting more and more. And I say, there's Klay Thompson out there. Why settle for a Middleton when you might be able to have a Klay Thompson out?
Great point. I mean, it is a great point, Leroy. You have an opportunity that you can still test the market.
Klay Thompson ain't gone.
Yeah, no, there's no beaches.
Shooter.
There's no shoot. Recreation. I think is one of the other things I think that Klay Thompson might dig about.
Has the NBA ever had a tie? Maybe it'll be a tie tonight.
That's there's no hope. Chance that your Lakers are tying the Bucks, man.
It'll be a tie.
After the game tonight, Pick 'n Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post game show after Bucks and Lakers, ESPN 9:30 tip off. Anthony Mandela takes your calls.
Mandela!
After that one, 4 years, $70 million for Bledsoe. All right, Brett, we'll be back on Monday starting at 2.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.